So we're going to cover an awful lot today. We also put in our slides significant citations to primary authority. We didn't do a separate outline. We did the slides and we sort of baked in all of our references to the code, to the regulations, to the different rulings and court cases. And we're going to cover, Jody's going to cover grant essentials, scholarship, fellowship, stipend payments. We're going to both cover worker classification. I'm going to touch on non-qualified deferred compensation. So a quick plug for Tuesday's session that goes into more advanced people payments, specifically executive compensation. But one of the areas that I kind of love to practice in, it's hard to say love and tax in the same sentence, but we're all here in Austin on a Sunday. We love this. Is 457F, so I had to speak on it a little bit. And then we're going to do a tour around the different fringe benefits that are enumerated in the code. We may run out of time. I'll just put that up there. Business and travel expenses, as well as some payroll withholding issues, and we'll close out with that. So, Jody, take it away.
Okay, thank you. As Travis said, we're going to try to stick to the schedule. This is an essentials program, so a lot of these things have actual whole entire sessions just on each individual topic. So there's going to be a lot of exceptions and details to the rules. We're just going to give you the broad strokes and kind of lead you to where there might be exceptions to look for in the future. So the first thing we're going to talk about is grants. And a lot of questions come up on universities. What is a grant? Departments will call a grant anything. It could be wages. It could be a scholarship. It could be a travel reimbursement. It could literally be anything. The other one we always hear is stipend. And the IRS just really doesn't define those as, is this a stipend taxable? You have to really look at what the payment is underneath.